USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock on grocery store shelves and soaring gas prices continue to squeeze the wallets of many Americans. With inflation at a 40-year high, the rising cost of everyday living expenses coming front and center ahead of the upcoming midterms. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells Fox News Sunday he believes there are some outside factors playing a role regarding inflation.
There were some unforeseen things that occurred. For example, a war in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine and Russia are both breadbaskets and energy baskets for the world, and those have put a considerable upward pressure on prices.
Three people were killed at an Indianapolis, Indiana mall after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court. Police say the gunman was killed by an armed civilian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A health insurance provider makes a big announcement.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Iran is accusing the United States of escalating tensions in the Middle East. An Iranian official says the United States is attempting to create tensions and crisis across the region using Iranophobia. The comments come after President Biden ended his first trip to the Middle East as commander-in-chief. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues as a record number of encounters at the border in June was reported. Officials are continuing to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Doon is critical of the president's handling of the crisis.
What we see is lie after lie. First, the lie started when President Biden said last year that this was just seasonal, that this was going to go away after the spring. As you just mentioned, we're seeing those numbers continue to increase. This is not seasonal.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has released the southern border numbers from the month of June, over 200,000 encounters. A dolphin spotted swimming in a New England river has everyone talking.
A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video posted to Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Peter Rex, the founder and CEO of a Texas-based tech company, is offering benefits to employees who choose life. Rex saying his business has decided to give up to $7,500 to employees who want to have their baby and give it up for adoption. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.